vampire.
Do something every day that scares you. Like argue with Gruber. Here's Steve.
Secret destroyers.
If you didn't hear this pretty big news out of the state capitol yesterday, a Republican majority Senate appropriations panel advancing a transportation budget proposal that does not include revenue from a gas tax hike sought by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that being a 45-cent per gallon tax increase. Instead, the 2020 transportation budget would add $132 million in general fund spending to be split among local units of government and so on and so forth. Here to sort it out and get down to brass tacks on it is Kyle Mullen, editor and vice president of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just great. The sun is shining. It looks like a beautiful Michigan day today.
It certainly does. And except for the fact that you drive down the road and knock your fillings loose. You know, there is that. Give me an idea of what this means. Because, you know, everybody I've talked to about this, different people, Republicans primarily, say, listen, we don't even have Governor Snyder's plan to fix the roads fully implemented. The money's not all coming in yet, and when it does, we'll have a lot of money to work on roads, and this idea of raising gas tax by 45 cents is premature, and some would say reckless because it could hurt the business environment. Your thoughts?
Well, I think what they did today was fully implement that Snyder proposal and go to the full $1.2 billion that was promised in 2015, the additional that would go to the roads, and since then, the estimates on how much we really need for the roads have seemed to have gone up. But
When you say fully implemented, it happened 4 years ago. It hasn't rolled in altogether yet, is what you're telling me?
Yeah. So what happened is the half of the $1.2 billion was going to come from a higher gas tax, and the other half was going to come from more general fund spending. We were going to put more money from the general fund into roads, and that wasn't immediately done. The idea was that we didn't have the construction workforce to be able to handle everything at the time, and so if we put in the whole $1.2 billion, there would be wasted money because we'd end up paying more for workers because they'd have to come in from out of state. So what the idea was is that we would get to the full $1.2 billion by the next budget cycle, by fiscal year 2021. And but what this decision yesterday was is, no, we're going to actually do it by 2020. We're going to speed it up. So this was the Republicans' reaction to Governor Whitmer's 45-cent gas tax increase. We're going to just complete what we were going to do a little earlier.
They're going to fast-track, if you will, what was already in place.
Yes.
Well, you know, and so how important do you think that is, especially, I mean, we're like in a constant election cycle around here anymore, right? It's just election after election after election. So when it comes to talking to the voters next year as we head into 2020, and Republicans' message will be, listen, she wanted to crank up your gas tax 45 cents. We've got the roads getting fixed, and we didn't crank up your gas tax. The governor will be saying, well, they didn't get it done. They blocked me from what I wanted to do. Who do you think wins that argument?
I don't know if it's going to get to that. I think that this is what we're seeing right now, Steve, is just some political jockeying. And eventually they're going to get together at a table once the Senate passes its budget and the House passes its budget. And they're going to negotiate on what the final solution is. I believe that we will have some kind of tax increase on the pumps. I don't know exactly what that's going to be. It's not going to be 45 cents, and I don't even know if it's going to be anywhere close. But there is going to be some kind of ascend. There will be some maybe political implications. But, you know, when the Republican legislature passed the gas tax increase in 2015, I don't know if there was anybody who was a Republican legislator who suffered political consequences for that vote. Maybe one, but there was other votes in there too. So it's not something that I mean, it's so early in the tenure. I mean, it's 15.
Right.
It is an off year. There's a lot of things that happen between now and these senators or the governor is up for re-election that I don't know if it's going to have serious implications.
too far out, is what you're saying. You know?
I think it could be. That, well, that's probably why she put it out as early as she did. One of the first things she did was put this out because she realized that this was, well, first, she has the most political muscle that she's going to have early in her tenure. But also, you get the controversial things done first, and then it kind of fades from people's memory as the reelect comes up.
Yeah, and 18 months out is 3.5 lifetimes in politics, roughly. You know.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen between now and then?
Hell, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's the way these things go. So what else is going on in Lansing we should be mindful of? I realize and see that Bethany Christian Services, they changed their same-sex foster care adoption policy following the Nestle opinion.
Yep.
I consider that significant. What else do you see?
Well, the Senate's actually going to move some legislation today that is going to lower the age of when a person can be charged as an adult. Right now, 17-year-olds in Michigan can be charged as adults for certain crimes. We're one of only a few states who allow that to happen. The Senate's going to move some legislation today that is going to drop that to 17 or to 18. We're going to move that to 18 so that 17-year-olds can be charged as juveniles. That's been a hot topic for the last couple terms, and they just haven't passed it because the services on what you do with a troubled 17-year-old are different. I mean, if you decide to charge them as juveniles, then the county has to take care of it through the juvenile justice system.
Sure.
Whereas if you charge them as adult, then they go into the state penitentiaries. So it's all about negotiating the money, but that's going to happen.
And what about violent crime? Does violent crime still chargeable at a younger age? I mean, a lot of states allow that. Will it change that as well?
Yeah, it will.
All right.
It will. So, violent crime, 17, they would be charged as juveniles.
Yeah, and so do you think that's going to be popular? I think it's possibly not going to be very popular.
Well, you know, the data and the research and kind of the public sentiment is all moving toward trying to make sure that these 17-year-olds don't become hardened criminals, that you put them in a state penitentiary and you're basically sentencing them to a life of crime because they're going to get used to, you know, dealing with people who are hardened criminals, and then they become a hardened criminal themselves. Whereas you put them in the juvenile justice system, there's a chance that they can be rehabilitated and so that, you know, they can get straightened out and lead a productive life after they get out.
Instead of going to, I think, as you put it, as a criminal university is what prison is for some, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the thought process right now. And it's something that Republicans and Democrats seem to be coming to terms with and something that they all agree with. The attitude of locking more people up seems to be a philosophy that left us about five or 10 years ago.
No more public floggings, Kyle. We're not going to stand for that anymore. By the way, Mike Pence, the vice president, coming to Michigan around 11 o'clock this morning. He will be at the Ford Dearborn truck plant, and then he'll be at Taylor about 2:25, 2:30. Will we have full coverage from MERS?
I believe we will. We will be writing something about it. He is going to be talking about trade policies as it relates to Canada and Mexico, so we'll see what's on his mind.
Critical stuff, USMCA. Kyle Malin, thank you so much, the editor and vice president of the MERS newsletter. Always appreciate it.
All right, anytime, Steve.
There you have it again. Mike Pence, the vice president, will be traveling to Michigan today for a Trump victory event and will tour the Ford plant in Dearborn. He'll land around 11 o'clock, then he'll be off to the Dearborn truck plant and then at Taylor to talk about the USMCA. That'll be at about 2:25 this afternoon. We'll have coverage of the vice president's trip to Michigan. We'll have that coverage tomorrow right here on the program, so don't miss a bit of it. Obviously, the auto industry, critical to Michigan, as is the USMCA in general. We'll keep a close eye on it for you right here at the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.